November 17th, 2011, RLR.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
He's got a agenda, that's not the first one.
There's a lot of extras.
Here's an agenda.
Here it is, I got it.
Minutes of the October 2011 meeting. And motion to accept those as written. A second?
Second.
All in favor? Any opposed? The October 27th special meeting. A motion to accept those.
Do you have those? I don't know what I saw those.
Do you have them? Yeah, okay.
You have a motion to accept?
I'll make a motion to accept.
A second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Both motions carried.
Did you ever figure out who Barb was, who was there?
No.
It's Lamphere or something like that. I don't know how to spell her name, but she didn't give us her last name.
Lake Manager report, Joe.
Okay, I'll start with the, let's go from the top. The Belcom Beach Grant Resolution, just quick explanation. Though commissioners passed the resolution in support of the grant, it didn't meet the format. The state had a idiot fill-in-the-blank format. So even though our information was the same information in the idiot fill-in-the-blank format, they want us to reformat our resolution and resubmit it. Okay? So we'll actually have two supporting resolutions attached to the document, our own format and their new requested format. So that is what Donna, we've taken their template, Donna's retrofitted it.
There's the actual resolution for the board, and then that will go in on a transmittal letter that I have to sign and put the seal on.
I was actually focused on something that you, when you started. What is this for?
This is for the grant.
For Belcom Beach.
For Belcom Beach, a $25,000 plan and grant to the...
The grant to pay 25 grand to people to tell us what we should do over there.
Basically, it'll pay for a landscape designer.
Yeah, engineering firm and all that.
Put everything in specs so that it can go out to bid depending on, you know, that whole...
Yeah, the conceptual plan can be amended, and then they basically will present us a shovel-ready project. Mm-hmm. So that we could go forth in future years and then apply for the money to implement the project. So that's a requirement.
When you say apply for the money to implement the project, are you alluding to the fact that the project will rely on some kind of grant money?
To get it done,
we've already got money in the budget.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying we give us the opportunity, if you so desire, to apply for more funds.
For more funds or to just move forward with the project with our own funds.
Exactly. Yes.
Rather than waiting for any kind of grant.
Exactly.
Money.
Yes.
Okay. If we did that, would that replace? If we went ahead and did it, if we went ahead and funded it ourselves and then applied for a grant and receive money, does that put us at a disadvantage because we already spent our money?
You'd have to spend it within a certain time frame, but you can always use that as a match as well.
Yeah.
As an in-kind contribution, which would give you a better opportunity to get...
We funded the whole dam repair before we saw a dime.
Okay. Yeah. But this is the first step in the process. This is still the original planning grant, but we have to you'll have to vote on this resolution here. You want me to read that real quick, or do you want... Okay.
That's a short one.
Yeah, it's real short. Resolve that Joseph Urso's Lake Manager of the Rushford Lake Recreation District is hereby authorized and directed to file an application for funds from the New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation in accordance with the provisions of Title IX of the Environmental Protection Act of 1993 in the amount not to exceed $25,000 and upon approval, said request to enter into and execute a project agreement with the state for such financial assistance to the Rushford Lake Restoration District for the Belcom Beach Planning Grant, and if appropriate, a conservation easement slash preservation covenant to the deed of the assisted property, which we actually don't need, but this is their template.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Great, so that we're done with that formality, I could, you want to...
Yep, just pass it around, we'll sign it.
Great, thank you guys, that makes sense. And we'll, on Monday, we'll get that quickly emailed over to them, and then it's complete again.
Did you gavel the meeting to order?
Yeah, we stood and pledged in that, at 6:00.
He's got his handy gavel.
I know, and I hope...
I think you'd better use it.
I hope I don't have to use it.
Don't you have to call the meeting to order with it?
Not with a gavel, I just call the meeting to order.
I thought that gets our attention. Hey, you get your money's out.
When I whack that gavel, that means something is not going well.
Alrighty, proceed. This relates to somewhat the Rules Committee. At the last meeting, the ATV golf cart resolution, which pertains to restrictions on travel on Peninsula, was supported. That was in a draft stage for a while. They looked it over. Joe Miller added a statement on the bottom.
A penalty.
A penalty on the bottom.
Yep.
Which is here for you to peruse. And the second one that was gone over in detail and passed forward to the commissioners to vote on is the old tree work resolution. The rewritten tree work resolution. And that
do we
is,
have copies of those?
Yes, yes.
Has that changed at all?
From the original? No.
Only Joe's last penalty comments.
On both.
Joe Miller added the statement.
Same language on both.
Oh, yeah. This is just one copy that you're planning on doing right now?
Yes.
I'm not the police chief. Doug, I'm here. It has me as the vice chair, and I'm not the vice chair.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
That's okay.
It'll be on all of them because I picked it up and copied and pasted it.
Should we
just draw a line on cross vice chair?
Yeah.
Thank you for noticing that.
So to answer your question,
do you want me to put vice chair after my signature?
That would be good.
Please.
Yeah, I think so. I think it'd be
good. So to answer your original question, the content of the tree work resolution
that
has not changed, except for the addition of the last statement by...
You know, I thought we discussed it, and of course you said it was incidental, but I see it's still here, that you talk about tree removal as an action that does require the issuance of a license. You issue a license, the license is for the use of the lakefront. Did we not discuss that being a work permit and not a license? Because when you go to 4, shrub removal and or trimming is an action that does not require the issuance of a license and approval of the RLRD Board of Commissioners. It almost implies that anybody who doesn't like any kind of shrubbery or something that's on the 1450 requires nothing.
I didn't understand. I understood.
Tree removal is an action that does require the issuance of a license.
Okay. And you're suggesting that should
everybody
be
around
permit?
The lake has a license.
A work permit? Okay. All right.
Well, I thought we discussed that at the last meeting. Or one of the meetings it was brought up when Joe Miller was here. And
We could easily.
That's something we could get done, right?
Well, sure.
Sure, we could go on the computer and change that word.
You could do that.
Do you want me to go down and change it
license
right now?
License to work permit.
Is it in one or two places?
Oh, it's in multiple places. It's in each one of them.
Yeah.
Tree trimming is an action that may require the issuance of a license. We're not talking about licenses.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, but we're all in agreement. It should be changed.
Yes.
So just.
But I don't know, right now, I don't. Is this identical to what was originally presented? what else can they be saying?
Originally presented here, yes.
Yes.
Except for the last statement Joe Miller added.
The only thing that changed was Joe Miller.
Oh, okay.
Actually, okay, such as wearing extra main glue and not limited to fine suspension for occasional license, which I had heard that before. Did that come up for the rules?
That came at last rules. Well, when I was there, it came up.
What was that?
Joe Miller.
That language is what he added to the rules.
Yes.
So this is this is now standard language that says.
Yeah. It's kind of a generic thing you could plug in.
The rules committee decided that in that publication, we had to have some kind of a statement that said that not doing it, where there was disciplinary action, and that language is what Joe came up to. Now he's putting it on this resolution and that resolution.
In all future.
Even though we're signing it as a policy, and that book is policy, and the policy says that we could do this.
Yeah.
It's really redundant.
But still.
But it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's that same language.
Yeah, but at least it's making a statement of some sort as to what some sort of action may or may not be taken.
Right.
So wherever it says license,
should be work permit,
I think.
What are you going to go on to for the next couple things in your report?
Oh, on the agenda, ATV resolution, which is the other one, on Trail One Peninsula, which the Rules Committee went over and Joe added that statement to.
Yeah.
And then the next thing on the agenda is the Belcom Beach break wall update.
Okay.
And then dredging. And then a few other additionals.
Do you want me to take those
down? I was just going to say, while he's doing that, he's going to talk about dredging and stuff.
Yeah. I can get those vice chairs and stuff fixed up.
Okay. Well, that's up to you.
Yeah. Well,
we want to get this done tonight. So what we're going to do is we're going to change licenses to work permits, wherever she finds them.
Right.
Now, is there a limit on what size tree, like shrubs? I know there's a lot
of things. No, part of the language. There's a definition for shrubs.
Little thin sticks, like little thin sticks.
That's part of the language.
It's in here.
Well, that's maybe these as resolutions should be read by the secretary in their entirety, changing what they are. For the simple fact that right into the minutes.
And then they would
online
also?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay, that's fine.
And more by the chairman.
What I was going to, and we talked about this earlier, what I was going to do for brevity's sake is just incorporate these into the minutes of the meeting rather than read them aloud.
Mm-hmm. Fine.
Well, my feeling with reading them aloud is when you're hearing it, sometimes it may not make sense coming, you know, as the constituents out there have to know what it means.
Well, I'm looking at one right now. Whereas the RLRD has established guidelines for the issuance of licenses for the use of district property, including tree work, that stays. Licenses.
Well, that's the way all the resolutions are written.
But
it says licenses,
when
but
we
then
get
you go
down
to work
further.
So I use the same word.
Okay. The trimming of branches greater than that. Shall require the issuance of a work permit. That's one right there.
So any branches on any tree, if you want to trim them, then you have to have a work permit.
No. Do you have to read it?
What's an action?
It says require the issuance of a work permit.
I think it's pretty clear. You don't want to go into too much detail. You don't have to hire an arborist to interpret the resolution either.
Okay.
And they can do it other places.
Okay, just because. Just because.
Yeah. And if we had to, we would do this someplace else.
You just put WP, I'll know what it is.
I gave you too little credit. Huh? WP. Okay.
I will search to make sure we get caught the ones that need to change.
Is that the same one?
No, no, it's the...
If I'm going to go down, I'd just as soon change the vice chair error on that one, too.
Are you going to change the other one and have us re-sign that? I mean, I signed...
No, well, if you'd like me to.
No, I signed it vice chair. I corrected that.
Yeah, but as long as I'm going to do these, this one, I'll fix that.
Yeah.
The sign off.
Then we can... Are you going to vote on these after I come back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't miss me.
All right.
Okay, so on this trail one thing, just having reread it for a refresher, nothing, carts, ATVs, or golf carts or anything are not allowed, they're just not allowed down there, except if permission is granted for handicap access. And my only thinking is, does that mean if somebody does construction and they needed to cart something down there, and if it was easier for them to have a vehicle do it for them, or a lawnmower with a trailer on it or something like that to carry the stuff, they can't do it? And I'm just merely wondering, because you identified handicapped in here, that...
Not only that, however,
vehicles that are provided, that they have to notify the RLRG for handicap things. I'm wondering if emergency or other situations can be handled through permission of the RLRD. I mean, if somebody came to us and said, I'm going to build this thing there, I need to make a couple trips down, or are we just going to say, you lose, put it on a hand truck and walk it? And I don't necessarily, that doesn't bother me either, float it on a barge and get it there.
It don't bother me either way either, it's what you guys want.
I'm just saying,
well,
it's so
tight. Well, and it doesn't address regular motor vehicles. It addresses motorbikes, ATVs, or golf carts, but it doesn't address cars and trucks and... Should probably state all motorized vehicles, including ATVs, golf carts, and see what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, you could.
My only problem was it was so tight. You either you don't take them, or the only way you can go is if it's handicapped. And what if somebody really was and floating it there by a barge might be the answer also. Bring it by boat.
Well, if they're going to do any if they're going to do any work on a deck, first step would be that they're getting permission for the deck.
And then we can override
this. Then we can always say in this, you know, if we need to.
So that language doesn't prevent us from saying.
I would think if somebody comes to us asking for a work permit,
exactly.
And they said, look, would it be okay if I use a golf cart to transport, we could include that in the work permit.
But that's a violation of our policy, because the policy says you can't do it. And I'm just suggesting, is this too tight?
Well,
maybe you're right.
So that I'm saying it is that, however, handicapped vehicles, handicapped or other accessible vehicles would be permitted by notifying the RD and pre-registering those vehicles. Or obtaining permission or something.
Handicapped and special use, maybe?
Permission. Or with special handicapped, or with special permission.
Right, special use.
However, these vehicles are providing for handicap accessibility are allowed to proceed past this point. Handicap accessibility or special permit are allowed to pass that. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah.
Now, when they bring equipment down there or whatever they're driving, who's going to repair the walkway? I'm forever filling that walkway in.
That will be up to
that's in the work permit.
No. The answer to that is that is up to the dock association. They maintain the property. That's their job. That's why it doesn't exist now.
The part that's in front of my frontage.
You're part of the dock association. Then together you figure it out.
I'm not part of the dock association.
I don't know why.
Well, when is this?
Do you have a dock out
being
there?
Being repaired.
Yeah,
well, then you're going to be part of the dock association.
No, he's lakefront.
It's all, anybody on that peninsula is going to be part of that dock association. It might be his lakefront out there, but he's on the peninsula. At least that's how I read it. Everyone's supposed to be working together out there.
Are you on the peninsula?
Yeah, I'm on the peninsula, but there's other front loaders that are on the peninsula also. And they're not deck loaders.
That's the reality of it there.
Well, I would think that, like you said, it's up to the dock committee to make sure that if someone, you know, put that in the work permit. If somebody causes damage, they're the ones that...
No one's going to do any work on a dock unless the dock association says it's okay.
Exactly.
So everybody out there is going to be in agreement with what's going on. Mm-hmm. And I think that if there's any...
I thought the whole purpose of the association was more for the care and maintenance of the peninsula itself, seeing as though most of those docks are individual docks.
This is true, but okay. They're still going to function just like any other dock association.
Yes.
That the board is going to approve in an agreement with what everybody's going out there. And this is a little bit different because Dave may have a different interest in this because it's his land use that they're crossing to get there. But as far as I'm concerned, if they did something that you thought needed more repair, then you go to the dock association or you come to us and we'll instruct that it's up to them to
fix it. If they're going to access that, they have to restore it to its
natural,
its original
condition state,
before they begin.
But you also have to use it to get to your lakefront dock, do you not?
I understand, but I walk straight through. So, you know, I don't have to use the front of that. You know what I mean? I use the front of it to get to my front dock. But the thing of it is I'm the only one that maintains that. And I'm forever filling in the low spots and when the
low spots where in front that they use as a walkway.
Because they're from when they were driving all their vehicles.
If
down
you weren't
there.
Using it, why? Why? Did
because
you
if someone gets hurt, I'm liable.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
No.
Not your rubber.
Writing.
No.
Put it
why?
In
why? Why? It's not my place to put it in
it's
writing.
Because it's in front of his.
But he's not licensed to use that. These other people are. These other people going down there are the ones who are licensed to use it. He's not responsible for the use of all of the people that are licensed out on the peninsula. Why would he be? They're not crossing his property to get to those docks.
Well,
are they or aren't they, Dave?
No, they're on our property. It's our property.
But it's his.
But we're supposed to be insured to the water's edge.
It's not. We do not know that. That's in court right now. It is our property. He has a right to use it. He does not have an exclusive right to use that. That is in court.
Right, so now if I wanted to walk, I'm not going to stick. My intentions are not to hurt anybody on that.
I don't care. I'm stating the case. There is not an exclusive use of that property. It's in court to determine that.
Okay, but now.
You have a right to use it.
Okay, so you're talking about everyone around the whole lake then.
Anywhere.
So if I come on your property
and fall on it and get hurt,
you're going to sue me and the district.
Yes, and that's
right. What I'm saying.
You go right ahead.
That's what I'm saying. So these people,
if you don't
carry
have insurance, if you don't have liability insurance, you're out of your mind having a lakefront property.
Here's how we'll end this. I got home at 5 tonight. This was a simple agenda, and it's turned into.
This is good conversation.
When there's a resolution.
Our policy currently says that people have front loaders have exclusive use of that area in front of their property to the water's edge. Our property to the water's edge. That's our current policy.
Where does it say that?
In the licensing.
Nothing's changed there.
And with the use of that, they assume all responsibility.
That's
for
right.
It.
Now, his exclusive use goes to the water's edge of that little bay, or whatever you want to call it. So these people that are all going over
it extends out also to the water, to the main water.
These
people are walking in an area that's considered his exclusive use area. He's not asking us for them not to use it. His concern is that if somebody is injured, they're going to sue him and they're going to sue the district.
Besides the damage they
do. Not necessarily in that order.
But the ATVs and the golf carts and the damage enhance the resolution.
Right.
Yeah. So that's...
But you should, it should include all motor, all motor vehicles.
Well, let's do it instead of just talking.
Well, I'm not the one who's typing it up, but, you know, I.
That could be added to that.
It just came, popped out at me that it only says ATVs, golf carts, and motorbikes. You're gonna find somebody down there in a pickup truck that says it doesn't.
Do you have a pen?
Yeah. I don't have one in front of me. Where the resolution is gone.
I don't either.
No, we changed to say or.
We changed it to all motorized vehicles.
No.
I added or by special, or by special permit.
Yeah, but we're talking.
Or by special permit.
It says handicapped or by special permit is what I added on that.
Does she have that?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
But Maggie's was, it should say all motorized vehicles.
Up at the very top where it says, you know, the golf carts, ATVs.
All right, before that, it could say all motorized vehicles.
See, what I do is I'll take my lawnmower and I'll go out on that peninsula and I'll cut the grass too, you know what I mean? So that's a lawnmower.
What frustrates me is this is the fourth reading of this. And we're still bickering over.
We got it down now.
I hope so.
It's almost Christmas, that's two gifts.
But it's okay for me to cut in front of my dock and stuff.
Yeah, of course. Well, it's not including little details like that that seems to get the district in trouble sometimes.
Well, I'm okay, you know, as long as we give it our best thought from the beginning.
Just wondering after it comes up when it's changed, are you guys gonna resign?
We're gonna resign.
Resign.
Oh, resign. Oh, yes.
Resign. Yeah. We haven't signed that one. Yeah.
I know.
We haven't even passed it. Resign. Resign.
Okay. Shall I proceed forward?
Yes, please.
Belcom Beach breakwall update. At this point in time, the cable and the clamps are over on Van Dusen Road. The lumber's on its way from Nunday sometime next week. And stone is going to be the last, 100 tons of number 2 stone will be the last addition. Once we get the materials, the lumber's going to be delivered with the stone right to the beach. And we've gotten, through Doug's okay authorization, a strong chain and a padlock, key lock, to put on the gate to secure it while we're storing the materials on
what's,
site.
What's the lumber for?
The break wall, for the timber break wall. And then next year we'll proceed with the stone riprap.
Is that going to happen?
Is what?
Yeah, they're replacing the timber break wall.
Yeah, we're starting with the timber construction.
I still disagree with that.
I do too.
And here's how I feel about it. I haven't seen the plans to approve. And I approve all the other plans around the lake. I don't know why I haven't approved them yet. And I still say it's in the wrong place. If you want to have a wooden one, for an example, it belongs on the bay side. I think we should be doing everything possible to reduce the agitation of the water in that hourglass by the beach. I just think it's the wrong place for that.
Didn't you take this to the DEC and they're the ones that told you where to put it?
From the beginning.
No, the DECs didn't have a problem with what we proposed. Or did they tell us that's how they wanted it done?
No, they didn't have a problem with the conceptual plan.
Right,
to go
and
with
conceptually,
the three different types of material.
And I believe conceptually, we should be doing it differently.
And apparently, watching it for 45 years,
right,
has no bearing on it.
Well, it's in and it's been approved. So, hi, Bill.
That's fine, but I don't think it's right. So let's change it. I never voted on it.
It's too late to change it. We have the materials to pay for it.
I never voted on it. I never voted on those plans. And it's a break wall. I think I vote on every break wall in this thing. I should be voting on this one.
Well, I'll leave you, commissioners, to digest that and do what you want with it.
We're looking at 40 years. We're looking at 40 years. Is it 40-year lumber? Is this what we're looking at? And we're going to make a mistake?
I'm not making any mistakes.
I don't believe it belongs on that wall.
And you have the right to believe it.
That's your opinion.
That's your opinion, too.
Well, everything that came from the DEC says don't do it that way.
From where?
They're the ones that approved it.
They didn't have a problem
with
it.
I understand they
didn't have a problem with it.
I understand that.
It's been permitted as designed.
But I don't think it's a good design.
It's your right to disagree. Don't matter to me what you want to do with it. To be honest with you. I want to move on.
I can't believe that my fellow commissioners can sit here and I can put this out in front of you saying that it's wrong for a reason, and it's a reason that the DEC has taken us to, and you can't see that I could possibly be correct on this.
Do you think that Bob Pomeroy knows something about breakwalls?
No, I don't think he knows anything about DEC's...
Do you think he knows anything about breakwalls?
I don't think he knows what the DEC is looking for long-term.
Well, still haven't answered my question.
Can I just throw something out here?
About building a wooden breakwall? He probably knows quite a bit about it. But I don't believe a wooden breakwall belongs there.
Do you think when I ask him the question, do you think that a riprap breakwall in that location would serve a better purpose than what we're going to put there? And he gives me an answer, no.
And his reasoning for that would be what?
I just rely on him as an expert.
I don't know that he's the expert, especially when the DEC has us in meetings saying we shouldn't be doing this.
Especially for the reason, the breakwall went in
for
that
the reason,
area.
I've been on the lake now for 30 years, and I see that that is the most agitated part of the lake. Why would we want to not try to reduce the agitation there?
And if there's erosion 6 feet behind the breakwall, obviously the breakwall didn't do its job.
Right.
Because it was improperly constructed.
Would you please note in the minutes that Commissioners Kersanowski and Hubbard have taken exception to the decision regarding the breakwall construction at Falcon Beach?
Shall I proceed?
Go ahead.
Dredging.
Can I go back to that a second?
What?
Go ahead.
What do you want to go back to?
No, can we please just
move forward?
Because
I don't want to go back.
Here's my record.
Forget the fact that the DOC committee and we all approved and agreed on the type of break wall around Falcon Beach, which was going to be the rocks because it would make it easier accessible and more protection and blah, blah. Forget the fact that we all decided that 2 years ago. Let's just move forward.
Yeah. With a shitty plan.
Forget it.
Okay. I take offense to that professionally and personally, but...
Well, take offense
I
how you want.
I wasn't offense, here 2 years ago.
I take offense to
perhaps
you having a problem with a plan and not listening to anything that I just said.
The plan's over and done with. You should have communicated your concerns.
I did.
Part of the process. Not
I thought,
to me.
No, excuse me. I thought I was on the launch committee who used to be in charge of what went down there, and I never even heard about a meeting going on.
And I thought...
So put that in the pipe and smoke that also.
I thought that the planning grant was to take care of what was going to be done at Falcon Beach.
No, that's something totally different. I just picked up this project midstream and was told to run with it, and that's what I did to the best of my ability with the information I had and the people I talked to. So, and I think we got a good package there. That's my opinion, okay? Just my opinion. Dredging... without spending 4.5 hours here tonight, because I don't think it's...
Spend 4.5 if you need to do it.
I don't.
I have all night.
I think we should refer this.
If he needs to do 4.5 hours to do it right, take 4.5 hours.
We will not.
Well, to you, you will.
I'm the chairman.
Fine. Then you run the meeting. But I'm telling you right now, if he needs 4.5 hours to do it, take 4.5 hours.
Point of order. Point of order.
Point of order, my butt.
My record
is really getting intolerable.
Why don't you leave? If it bothers you that much.
No, why don't you?
I don't.
That would be the nicer thing.
Move forward.
My recommendation is to refer this whole topical area to the environmental committee to investigate, have some discussions, already in the process of doing some research, develop some communication with the DEC, talk to people to do that type of work, and then see where we're going to go with it here at the lake.
So you recommend that the dredging go to the environmental committee?
Well, that's why you have subcommittees, I would think. Look at it on a large scale and a small scale and that, because I do not know if we have, I do not believe the district has even a policy on it or a procedure on how do we do that.
It's never been done.
There we go.
And here's my observation. If I'm totally wrong, on this, I've been going by Cuba about three times a week these days, and there's piles of dirt down there, which I'm guessing are dredging.
We could ask Scott.
Well, I think if we need to know something about dredging, we should be talking to them, because I believe they dredge all the time down there.
Well, then, why not refer it to the environmental committee?
That's what I mean. We need to...
Would they know to talk to him?
Well, we need to contact people that are already involved in that, in the area.
There's piles of dirt down there on South Lake Road.
You're on the environmental committee.
Basically, if there's dredging going on down there, if you contacted DEC, I'm sure that they would inform you that there's dredging going on down there. And maybe you can get a hold of, we can get a hold of some of their contractors or...
You know where their dock, you know where their public dock is?
Yeah.
Actually, they're doing something back there because they have a road that's cut off. But there's piles of dirt.
Yeah, I know.
Coming out of there.
Well, wouldn't we be doing the same thing with this whole dredging project? Like we have some expert come in and look at it and say how deep? But we, this has to be done like now.
Right.
Otherwise, it's going to be a whole nother year, and it's going to be...
For what area?
For whatever. Look at the whole lake while it was down.
I don't think you have a chance in hell of doing anything.
See, those are a lot of the questions.
I'm talking about the initial inspection of it.
Oh, well, yeah.
Because the water's already coming up.
Well, that's why Mary Jo wanted you out there on Monday.
We had made contact with, I shall inform the commissioners, with McIntosh and McIntosh. They do large-scale aerial satellite photography and mapping. And J.J. McIntosh came down and toured the lake with me when it was, earlier this week. It was much lower than it is now. With the idea, or to help us identify what types of resources we could use besides these old topo maps and depth maps, which are totally, to some non-specific. Look at it at a larger scale and then to see how we could zoom in on certain areas of the lake using 3D application, as well as could help us with dock inspections and a number of different things and looking at breakwalls, because as you know, it's much different to look at a breakwall now than it is, or the supports on a deck or a dock now than it is when we're looking at them during high water. So we're going to see what he comes back with. In this area of dredging, I've also contacted Region 9. I've also contacted the people that have done the contaminants testing in the lake from earlier in 08. There's a report out. That's why we have walleyes that have mercury in them, as do a lot of the
lakes.
And
who was it who did that testing?
It was done by NYSERDA and the people out of Hale and the Rome Field Station for the DEC.
And is that a recent one?
That's the most recent.
In 08.
08.
That's the one, remember?
Yeah, he did. They did 15 walleyes and 5 perch or something like that. That's why it's in the syllabus. But anyhow.
The plus or minus, we have the bottom end of the scale.
So anyhow, I've been doing some things on this dredging thing, but it's something as you all know, it's complex, and where do you start, where do you end? There's a lot of different questions to be answered, and I thought it would be best for the board to tell the environmental committee, make it a priority, and you guys come in on the meetings. That's it. We'll start calling people in.
And who's chair of the environmental committee now?
Steve Smith.
And is he a local president, or is he out of...
He was one of the applicants.
And he works in Chesapeake Bay.
And he lives right here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's fine.
So that's about as much as I had to report on that right now. I've been going around the lake during low water, too, as well, with the digital camera. So I shall bring that with me when we take the walk.
Did you get any pictures of the sediment down there in the first bay off Canadia Creek?
Not as of yet. Haven't gone that far.
Well, that's why Mary Jo wanted you down there on Monday, because if it's snow covered, you don't get the impact of what's going on there. Yeah. And we probably ought to do, what's your bay?
Willow Bay.
Willow Bay as well.
I got pictures of it.
Willow Bay ain't quite, I mean, you know, we got sediment in the bay, but it's when you get over the old road into the center of the lake, between me and Hillcrest, between the North Shore and the South Shore. It's really, I mean, it's incredible how it started to just slowly fill in.
Is this sediment that you're talking about have any navigation hazards at this?
If it keeps up, it's going to fill in the whole bay.
I understand. I'm just asking. I don't know how deep it is.
From what I gather, it hasn't been addressed in 30 years since the district was formed. So if we wait another...
No, I don't think it's been addressed in 80 years since the dam was built.
Well, I don't know.
It has become...
I'm just saying that another year is not a huge wait.
No.
I mean, if we can get all our plans done and have it ready for next year. Because,
right.
I mean, there's so much homework to do.
Well, no, that's what
our
I'm not even saying that we can even get it done next year. What we got to do is get a baseline of where we are.
I agree.
And
that
gets
now.
To the right.
Because
see anything being done. And I got to believe if you looked at it this year and you looked at it next year, it would be different.
Oh, my God. It's so much deeper this year in the places that I'm looking at it.
I mean, it has become significant. Just to show you where there used to be a dip where there was like a peninsula out here, and when the lake filled, you used to be able to see the peninsula, and then it would fill in over here. This whole area now is all part of what used to be a separate peninsula out there. So this is literally filled in.
So we need benchmarks. That's my concern
is getting some benchmarks. That's my concern with the water testing, getting some benchmarks.
That could be that aerial stuff.
Well, the bathymetry.
Is this expensive?
We will soon find out.
Yeah, we're going to know.
You don't have any idea?
No, that's why we called these people down.
Because we could look at that and find out if Sills had two hoists.
You could zoom in and look at anything you want. I mean,
Well, it would make sense to do something like that.
I mean, 3D and all that good stuff. That's kind of where we're at with that. So we are moving a bit forward independently.
What else have you got, Joe?
Quickly, I shouldn't even use that word. I should know for a fact not to even say that. But update, Wiser Drive, I had made mention that the culvert that runs through the dilapidated break wall was plugged. That has been mechanically cleaned by staff. It was full of two-thirds full of silt and gravel with a giant fibrous root ball from a willow. So that's clean. So that will now, at least the water should flow through there much faster and better, not flood the surrounding area. Hadn't heard back from the contact person with the Community Dock Association. But I know that they had contacted at least one contractor about replacing that break wall at Wiser. The billiard situation, quick update on that. We had told them, or the commissioners had directed them to remove a small sailboat hoist that was in the lake and with a small sailboat on top of it. Was dilapidated, run down, and it was impeding navigation with the neighbors. They took it upon themselves. We didn't have to move it as a district project. They took it upon themselves. They removed the small boat hoist. It's disappeared from the scene, and the sailboat is up alongside the cottage, and the place is for sale. Arrowhead Bay Community Dock, I'm still working with Gina, the new president, on the design. For that, it expressed some concerns to her about the superstructure and the stability of it. So she's relooking at that with the contractor.
Did I hear they're talking about going out another 20 feet?
That's what they propose. So it's going to be pretty tall from the lake bottom to the top. Their intent there was to give everybody equal space along that superstructure. Okay, so that's where they are with it.
What's the water depth 20 foot out there further than where they are now?
It's probably about another, I looked at it the other day, I just drove by there. It looks like it's probably about another 8 to 10 foot deeper.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure that they're going to run into some ice problems.
Well, isn't it part of our current policy that they would have to do this as a floating dock?
Well, right now, I don't know if we can, you know, we do tell them that if they're out with, like, the 1430, that if there's any ice damage.
Right.
I thought that we changed that to say that it had to be floating.
Well, I don't think that we officially changed it. I really don't.
And it hasn't come to the dock committee for a permit or anything yet.
Well, so, before they come to us, I would suggest that working.
They ought to look into
they,
it.
You know what they're going to be able to do and not do.
I don't know that we ever passed that.
I don't believe that we did.
No, you didn't pass anything. Mm-hmm.
Well,
I was concerned about the length of the structure for one thing, and going out that extra 8 feet. There's no supports. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just straight out there. And
usually they have ties or something.
There's nothing to support that. You know, if you could picture that, look at it straight out there, another 8-10 feet, wind wave, boats attached to it, see the whole thing going, breaking off and going over on its side. There's no supports, there's nothing coming into the structure all the way out. Well, just straight up. And so that was my concern with that.
And we don't have any policy that says everybody gets equal things.
Nope.
No, that must be why they wanted to sell the buy space.
So that's just,
so they could put in a new deck.
That's just an update on that one.
So where does that stand?
Could I just ask Bill a question?
It's back to them. Them.
Okay.
Them to revise them.
About this?
About the Arrowhead. Bill, do you ever recall that Arrowhead was built, it was infringing on someone else's property? I mean, the way it was built, it wasn't built properly. Like, it was too close to one side.
I think there was something.
There was something, but I'm not exactly sure what it is. It was some kind of a problem, and before we ever did go ahead and approve something, I'd like to find out what that problem is.
Yeah, I think someone complained about.
There's something out there. I know there is.
Access or something with the way it was.
Yeah, with the way that the community dock goes out.
Yeah.
That because of the length it was starting to impede?
Not the length, but I think it's infringing or encroaching on someone.
Schultz is on one side, I think, and Larry Smith on the
other
side.
But we'd really have to do some research on it before we do any changes.
And that's our policy now, to talk to the neighbors.
Yeah. Right, so we're going to have to do that research.
Which he hasn't done, and they don't have a survey.
I was happy to see that in your email, too, by the way. Like, no surprise here.
They do not have a survey, the Dock Association. She's new to it. She hadn't contacted the neighbors, so there were a number of things they have to do before they could proceed with anything.
Now, when you're talking about contacting the neighbors, and you said she hadn't contacted the neighbors, are we relying on the applicants to do the contacting the neighbors?
They have something, yeah. Mm-hmm.
There you're going to get it from the neighbors? Mm-hmm. Or we're going to notify the neighbors?
No, okay. In their permit, they do all of their work and they show us the drawing and stuff like that, and then they get something from the neighbors that says that they've put their eyes on it and are aware that it's being put in front of us. Mm-hmm. That's all it needs. It doesn't have to say they agree or that they like it or they don't like it. They just have to say, yes, I've seen this and I know that there's a project in hand.
So they got a ways to go on this one here. Positive, the two new community dock associations, which are soon to be formed, Mr. Mark Hunter, who was at the last meeting here, as an observer, volunteered to be the...
For Lakeshore Circle.
Lakeshore, you're right. Lakeshore will be the contact, take the leadership to get those people together, which was great. So be working with Mark on that. And then Trail 1, we just had a soon-to-be, he's on the agenda later on, he and his wife, Bonacci. They bought property on Trail 1, and we had a lengthy conversation today about the letter he received, and I explained it to him. He was very polite and is looking to volunteer sometime to the lake in the Lake District. So perhaps Mr. Bonacci, once he gets his feet wet for lack of...
Seemed like a very nice man.
This was bought on Trail 1?
That's the Trail 1.
He bought Deep Pasquale.
Pasquale. He's new here, which may make it a little bit difficult for him.
Well, if he bought Deep Pasquale, it would make him new, yes.
Yeah, very nice man.
pretty new on the lake, they're saying.
Well, I'm saying he's new on the lake to serve in this capacity.
I can tell.
As a contact, might be a little bit difficult for him more than anybody else. But anyhow, that's pretty much it for me at this point in time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's do those resolutions.
I think we're all set now. That's the ATV golf cart.
All right, I wasn't going to read these, but I think I will read them now, just so I know that what's in them. And if I'm going to read them, I'll just read them all.
Right.
At the regular meeting of the Board of Commissioners of the Rusher Lake Recreation District, Town of Rushford, I'll skip that. Whereas the Rusher Lake Recreation District has been conferred the power, and I don't need that. Whereas complaints from area residents have been brought to the attention of the Rusher Lake Recreation District regarding the use of recreational vehicles, including motorbikes, ATVs, and golf carts on Trail 1 Peninsula. Now, is that what we want?
Yeah, motor vehicles, including motorbikes.
Okay. If it says recreational vehicles.
Right.
No, but listen, Maggie wanted more.
It says it. It starts off.
I don't care what's in there. I really don't care.
No, no, no. It says motor vehicles now. It says motor vehicles.
It says recreational motor vehicles. Or recreational, I don't know, whatever.
Recreational vehicles. Just want to make sure it's okay.
The deal is they can still take a lawnmower down there and stuff.
Can they take a truck?
I'm the only one that ever cuts.
A truck's not a recreational vehicle.
Yes, by special permit. That's later.
But doesn't it say that they're not allowed in there?
It can still be lowered.
Oh, okay.
They can be included in a...
There must be something higher up.
It is.
Okay.
Whereas the complaints and its subsequent investigation centered around the areas of unsafe operation and a potentially hazardous area noise and physical destruction in the form of trail and shoreline erosion of district property leading to and on the area known as the Trail 1 Peninsula. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners, pursuant to its authority, hereby declares that no motor vehicles, including motorbikes or ATVs or golf carts, shall be driven below the 1450 elevation leading to and on the Trail 1 Peninsula, allowing only foot traffic. All said vehicles must proceed no further and must be parked in an orderly fashion at the end of Trail 1 right away at the 1450 elevation. However, those vehicles that are providing for handicap accessibility or by special permit are allowed to proceed past this point only after notifying the RLRD and pre-registering said vehicles. Be it further resolved that the RLRD employees be authorized to post said restrictions at the end of Trail 1 right away at the 1450 elevation demarcation. A violation of this resolution may result in disciplinary action by the Board of Commissioners. Such disciplinary action may include, but is not limited to, fine, suspension, or revocation of licenses, and referral to proper authorities for additional action when necessary. A vote having been taken, whereas follows.
So do we have a... Amen. Do we have a motion on that yet?
Mm-hmm.
I make the motion.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The resolution is passed.
I'd sue us anyway.
Okay, I say one. I would hope.
That's one. That's one. Let's skip the first paragraph.
This is the... This won't be entered into the record.
It's a long one.
Yeah.
It's a tree trimming one.
Just make sure. Work from that, work from that, work from that.
Yeah, I searched it and found another one.
Okay.
But we have to...
You're going to paste that into the minutes, though.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Do we have a motion to approve the resolution regarding
tree work?
Tree work.
I'll make the motion.
Do we have a second?
Second. Do we just change that? Oh, you just changed.
permit, the word permit.
Change to license to permit. All in favor?
Aye.
You opposed? Motion carries. Resolution carries. Okay.
Resolution is hereby set in stone.
Yes. All right. Our committee reports, and the first one up is the dam repair committee, and we have Mr. Sikorsky with us this evening.
Okay. Yes, the first item is appointing. It's been all completed. We did 10 feet below what was previously done on the south side, because we couldn't get it set up with the boat to do right on anything. So I directed them to do, they did about 1,000 square feet. We had $20,000 set aside. And that's all completed. Bob said that actually there was very little cut out there that they had to do. I think there was only two areas. He said the brick.
I walked over there and I looked down to that area that's always been underwater, and it was like the day the dam was open.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because normally we're higher than that, so the ice never, the little bit that's been exposed, I don't think we've had ice. Usually the water's back up before the ice forms. And Bob said, you know, really, they did a lot fast because it was easy to trowel everything in. They didn't have a lot of cutout to do, so it went pretty well. And they did quite a big area, you know, so that's all done. And hopefully next year we'll figure out how we got to stage this boat so they can
get underneath
that overhang and get that done.
And there's the invoice for you, William.
The other thing is, I've been talking to, for the monitoring equipment, and the equipment's in. Dave, his thought is he'd like to, he just feels it would be more time efficient for him to fly up here, rent a car, drive down. He feels he could probably get all that equipment put in a day, get it set up, and then possibly the next day kind of go over everything with Bobby. The only question was, and I said I'll call him next week. I didn't know where the computer is, because we got to have a computer down there.
Tom has it. Or does he? Is it in our office? Or
no, Tom
has it. Tom has it? Okay. Yeah. And the other issue was stripping all that other stuff out of there. Because it'll be way easier to get all that crap out of the room where he can just come in and set it up. Yeah. You know, if he doesn't need, actually he doesn't need as much space as what we have in there now. But we really don't need the monitoring right now, I don't think. I mean, there was going to be a downtime there when, you know, I kind of just talked to Tom. We'll go down someday and just rip everything out of there. But then we ain't going to have any monitoring, you know, it might be a week or whatever. I mean, I'll get that interface as close as I can. And the only other concern Dave had was because we're not getting a lot of up and down now. I said, well, you don't know. I mean, we get some rain like we've had, we will. He said it might, you know, that thing might be static for 2 months. Because if we don't have much inflow or anything, you know, we won't see the alarm and everything. But, you know, he said, you know, and he can't really duplicate it without the water changing. So, but, I mean, he's, you know, like you said, if there's any problems, he'll be right back up and fix it, you know. So those were kind of my conversations with him. So I just, you know, whatever, if the board's comfortable with me and Tom going down there within the next few weeks and ripping everything out, he's ready to come up. So, I didn't know if we wanted to wait maybe till after the holidays, or, because we're kind of getting into the holidays now, and it might be...
We might be without equipment for longer.
I mean, we could wait till right after the holidays, and then, you know, I just got to let him kind of know our timeframe and whatever.
Maybe right after the first of the year.
Okay. So, I told him that we had the meeting tonight, and I'll get back to him next week. Kind of, I'll rough it up then. Al copied you. And I just been really busy this week. I had a call into him. I don't know if he knows where... Did you talk to him?
Yeah, okay.
Because I wasn't sure where we were at with them.
Well, when he...
I think I gave you that stuff, though, didn't we? Didn't I?
What are we talking about?
The two proposals.
Yes. And he had forgotten when I talked to him by telephone that when he was here... Would he attend a finance committee meeting or something?
Yes, I think he showed up Saturday.
Finance was right after that.
But he was here for the finance.
Anyway, he had come to us with an invoice or proposal of $19,990. We thought that was high, and we thought that much of it we could do ourselves.
Right.
And that, as far as I knew, we had communicated him that's what we're going to do, and when we were finished doing all we could do, we would send him our work, he would look at it, and he would come back to us with a new proposal. Mm-hmm. When I talked to him, this was all foreign to him. So, and we had sent him Tom's work. We sent him a CD and a cover letter, which he acknowledged receiving. So after I talked to him, he obviously dug it out and reviewed it, and now he's come back to us with another proposal that basically is about $5,000 less than the first one. It's, he just sent this to us today, $14,120. I don't know if that's good or bad.
I don't think, you know, you can send it out to bids, but I don't think, you know, by the time you mess around, you know, most of these engineering firms, they're all, you know, that's what
I
they
know,
get.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to...
You're going to pay more hourly trying to bring them up to speed.
Well, and that's the other thing, you know.
They know the dam. Mm-hmm.
They know the dam, they know...
And he did eliminate a lot of the stuff, the fluff, I would call it, that he put in here that they were attaching big money to.
Right.
And so now
But did they take away big money?
$5,000. Well, almost six.
So that was 25%?
About 30% cut.
Oh, well, that's significant.
Yeah. So now he's got a charge for reviewing the existing documentation of 12 man hours and a site visit, 20 hours, and 88 hours for preparing the inspection and maintenance plan. That's $9,500 for that. The other two, the review and the visit are both... One's $2,300. Well, they're both about $2,300 a piece. So I'm inclined to think we'll go with this. Okay?
Yeah. Well, the only reason I was confused is I was like, I got so much on the table, and I'm like, I'm pretty sure I gave this to the board. I was afraid you guys didn't have it or something, and that's why I was a little concerned about that.
So I need a vote from the board to spend this 14, or, what is it?
I'll make a motion.
And I'll second.
$14,120.
Can we go with Hatch?
Yes, I agree.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I made the second.
Okay, all in favor?
You say yes.
Aye.
Had we originally, back when we were exploring this, had we originally set a limit of 10 grand?
No, that was for next year for, I think, the
$12,000 retainer. We talked about a retainer.
So we're not doing a retainer for them. We just pay them.
This is an actual project.
This is the, okay.
The retainer's still out there.
This is the retainer. This is the
So is the retainer ten grand still, or?
Well, they're looking for a purchase order, opening a purchase order of $5,000 to $10,000. And that would allow them to open a project.
We're gonna use that anyhow, right?
Well, if we need it. If not, you just got an open PO there.
Yes.
I never get a phone call.
Let's take a vote now. Do you think that we should just go with, since they mentioned the low figure of $5,000, to go with that as a?
Yeah.
If they can get them for a retainer for five, why you offer them ten?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Do I have a motion to do that?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion, both motions carried.
That's kind of necessary, because we have them as our consulting engineer on the EAP. And if anything did happen.
Yeah.
Without that retainer.
We have to have a relationship.
They're on board, they're on.
You can call them and they can say.
That establishes the relationship.
Yeah, Little Pound Salt.
Yep.
Okay.
The jib crane's installed. The only thing that's hanging is, we gotta get a mounting plate to mount the winch, and then we gotta cable that winch. We haven't bought the cable for that yet, to reach down to the backside. So, again, that's something me and Tom just gotta get done.
Is this a plate you're gonna have to fabricate?
Yeah, I'll get it fabricated. You know, I looked it over, and the problem is, we don't wanna leave that winch out there. And to try and hang it up on the boom every time is gonna be just a pain.
Yeah, yeah.
So my thought was, you've seen it?
I've seen it.
Is to put a mounting plate on that lower part of the mast, and then just, we just have pulleys up on the boom. And then all you have to do is get up on the ladder and string the cable through, which is a hell of a lot easier than trying to drag that winch up and get it up there every time.
Yeah.
So that was my thought, just get a mounting plate, have it down low where the guys can just kind of, you know, it's about this high, so it'd be a heck of a lot easier. Not that winch is real heavy, but it's heavy enough, you know, to try and stick up.
Do we know where we can get that fabricated?
I can get it. There's a couple little high. It ain't gonna be much. It'd probably be $100.
Right.
I got the sizes and that.
You have the dimensions.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Bill, is that cable just regular steel cable or?
Yeah, it's just quarter inch cable.
Quarter, just quarter inch.
Yeah. You know, I rated it out, and you know, quarter inch cable gives you about a ton lifting capacity. That's all. I mean, that's probably way more than we're ever gonna need anyway. But that's what the winch is rated for. So.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. And usually the cables are.
We can't get any heavier cable anyway. I mean, that was the biggest winch I could find.
Right.
And we need almost 115 feet to get down to that landing down below it. So that's gonna max out that drum anyway. So even if we wanted to go with a 516 cable, you don't have the drum capacity to do it. So.
Usually the cables are only half rated also. They don't rate them.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, all cable and all jib crane, anything like that is got a 5-to-1 safety factor built in. Because I used to work at that, you know. And there's a 5-to-1 safety factor built in all that stuff. So most people don't know that, but that's how you engineer them also. So I think that's all I have. As far as the dam.
There's one other, the on-call electrician. Was it Ferguson Electric?
I called Ferguson, they said they were interested, and then, I don't know, I mean, I can follow up. He said he was gonna give me something, he never got back to me. These guys are just, I don't know.
Did you ever check with Snyder Electric in Alfred Almond?
I haven't. I haven't checked with anybody down this.
That was one that.
I make a note of that one.
Yeah.
end of the woods at all.
They're local, so.
Bill, do you have any idea, because this is a new one to me, what are we asking them to do? Do you have a...
We want to get somebody where, you know, kind of...
Well, I can talk to you about it.
Yeah.
So that I'd want to ask an apple and orange.
It's pretty simple. We're looking for somebody to be like an on-call electrician. So if we have work, they would come down. You know, on a small job, we have them just do it. On, you know, maybe a bigger job, they have to give us a quote. You know, it's just kind of a...
Yeah, somebody with some industrial background?
I don't want somebody that's done the issue.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we put it in the paper and we got no response.
All right, that's all.
A lot of these firms now, you know, they just want the big jobs. Oh, yeah. You know,
Yep. Okay. Oh. All
right. I just got a firm, because the guy we had, the firm we had up in Buffalo there for the city schools, he had the contract, but he'd never show up. Oh, yeah, I'll get somebody there. So now I got this other Goodwin Electric. I don't even know how they're going to work out. Because all these guys are, you know, they bid a big project. Their guys go on that project, and that takes precedence.
Oh, yes. Everything else comes to a screeching halt.
Yeah.
And once they get one job started, if they got a chance to get another job started, they're going to leave you hanging to get that next job started.
That's exactly what happened.
They'll have 10, 15, 20 jobs started.
Yep.
Okay. Buffalo was such a prosperous community.
Oh, no, but it's just impossible to find good electricians. Every reliable.
That's it, right, Bill?
Reliable.
That's about all I had.
Okay. Did you, the grant, any news on that, the balance of the grant?
You know, I haven't talked to Don about that, but let me put a note down. Okay. I'll call him.
Because we've done everything they want, right?
No.
Well, that's what we're trying to get this INM plan.
The INM's got to be. Okay.
That's the last piece of the puzzle. Once we have that, then we can ask for the rest of the money.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got to call Don anyway, though, because I haven't really talked to him.
All right, I don't have reports for these committees that where I put no report. They either didn't meet, and I think in most cases that is the case, they did not meet since the last regular meeting.
The only question I have, Doug, is when did the board want to put out the next newsletter?
Spring,
like?
I would think.
By April.
May,
15th.
April?
If we could, if I have a choice sometime before May, because that's when the lodge passes and off kick in and we get really busy.
So in April, middle of April?
That'd be great.
Okay.
After April 15th,
after taxes.
After the 15th, but before May 1st. I don't know if you have to help us.
Well, that's good.
I have pictures.
So when you're doing it, ask me for them. I have them. You could have used them in this past one.
Okay.
I had said that previously.
I sent out an email to everyone. I'll do it again next time. Just to inform everyone that our deadline is going to be April 15th. They have everything in.
Yeah.
And then we'll go from there.
Okay. The Rules Committee met on November the 3rd. The minutes have been posted to the website since, I think, the 6th of November. Joe Miller passed out hard copies of his disclaimer for the draft guide. So Donna has those, and we're ready to put that on the website.
Just got these today.
There were two changes that were made based on the discussion during that meeting.
Was Joe Miller elected?
That's a point. Well, you mean to Cuba?
To Cuba?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And FYI, I believe he may be asked to be the town attorney.
For Cuba?
Cuba. Because Cavanelli is currently, if you can imagine it.
Really? No. Did he win?
No. He didn't win. You should have seen me go off at friends of mine when I showed up at his house and he had a Capanelli sign in his driveway.
Capanelli,
whatever.
The changes that were made...
Like, Doug, the reason I said that is that if he does do that town attorney position, I just think we have to watch his responsiveness.
Oh, yeah.
I think his plates are going to get full. I think his plate's fuller than he handles well. And adding that's going to put us a little bit in a second position.
I'll keep an eye on him as far as getting back to me. He's pretty good lately.
The handbook.
The disclaimer guide, the two changes that were made during the Rules Committee meeting was the third paragraph, second to the last line, where it says, since this guide only briefly summarizes, it did say those benefits, it was changed to their content.
Where are we hearing this?
Just correct me if I'm wrong, but didn't we change the whole format? Wasn't it a handbook? Do we call it a guide or do we call it a handbook?
I think we're calling it a handbook.
I mean, didn't the cover of it say...
Well, it does say
guide.
Guide
to district policies and procedures for use of district property.
Okay, maybe we went from handbook to guide.
That's what we did.
From
it used to be
to guide.
A handguide.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure we are consistent.
Yep. So, in the third paragraph...
I know, that's where I am. I don't see where you are. So, the third paragraph...
Third line down, that begins with guide.
Oh, I thought you said third sentence, okay.
Since this guide
got it.
Briefly summarizes...
And the word, those benefits, was changed to their content.
Yeah.
And then the only other change was in the fourth paragraph, the next one down, next to the last line that begins with review RLRD policies. It was changed at the very end of that line, the word your was taken out, so that it now reads, to request any clarification needed from the late manager or one of the commissioners, right? I don't have the one as
well. Is responsible to review RLRD policies, procedures in detail to request any clarification needed from either one of the commissioners
or
the late
manager. That's it.
And there's no period at the end of that.
Yeah, exactly. Caught there.
Yeah. Well, and the guide to police is up at the top. Should be policies right in the top sentence. RLRD guide to polices.
Yeah, I haven't spell checked. I just picked this off the email
just
that came in.
Popped out at me.
But yeah, thank you.
Okay. So that's what's going to be changed, and we will load the much-awaited guide and put it on the website.
So, and that's going on the website as?
A draft.
Awaiting public for 3 months or something, is that what we're
thinking? 60 days.
60 days. Do you need a motion to do that? Or?
Not necessarily, but if you want to...
It would be part of the record.
If you want to, we'll do it.
I'd make a motion that we put the guide, including this disclaimer, on the web, a draft copy of the guide, including this new disclaimer on the website for 60 days, awaiting any public input.
I'll second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Let's see what else is there. We discussed the idea that was raised at our last meeting about establishing a blog either on our website or elsewhere, and after discussion it was decided not to recommend the creation of a blog for residents' questions and comments as we lacked the staffing to properly maintain it. And that's the committee's recommendation to the board. Discuss format of new resolutions and the value of including the assertion of penalties that may be imposed. It was agreed that Joe would write it. He's done so and we've already incorporated it. Then there was a discussion on the tree resolution and the ATV golf cart. We made those, included those, that penalty information. We had a lengthy discussion about proposed neighbor notification resolution that Joe Russo presented, and Joe's been asked to continue to perfect the document.
That's fine.
With the feedback you received at the meeting.
I'll bring one.
You just send it to me.
Okay.
Yeah. And the meeting was adjourned.
Thank you for leading that meeting, but I could not do that.
All right. We have the DAC licensing committee. We have a consent agenda. One has been scratched.
Which one's been scratched?
At least on mine.
Yeah, what, no, these aren't scratched.
Oh, you got the new one. I was all the way up to J.
Then more than one's been scratched.
What are you working? That's October.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, you're thinking of...
Let that be a lesson to all of you. You gotta watch me.
Temporary flashback.
That's why I'm sitting here.
Hey, senior moment, okay?
No comment.
Entitled.
Yes.
We got consent agenda A through C.
I started to panic.
How does that sound?
I started to panic.
Are we redlining any of these?
No.
No, I just got a question, is which Salzman?
Right here, Raggy. It's Carla and Gene Salzman. Correct, 8607. Okay. Get the two license transfers, Zapar and Bonacci, who I mentioned earlier out on Trail 1. Deerstein is a tree trim request. Large branches that are right on top of their structure, the boathouse, and dead branches. And the Salzman had four small saplings, one totally dead, one and a half, almost all dead, and two pressing up against their supply building, whatever you want to call it. It's not a shed, it's bigger than that. So they requested for removal, and then I also added on there for them to remove a large willow branch that was precariously hanging over the next door right away and over onto the, above the heart shed, waiting to break off. Mm-hmm. So they were amiable enough to, in their tree work, to add that to their request.
Now, Salzman tree is interfering with the heart tree? With
this big, huge willow, the Salzman, large branches going across this 95 right away, ROW-95,
yeah, okay.
Low to the ground, and if it does fall, it's going to block that, and it's going all the way over to the Hart property and bouncing off the Hart shed.
Okay.
I remember.
Yeah, so.
You earlier said that there was two, what did you say, little volunteer saplings?
There were two in this tree shrub line between Salzman's and the right away. There were tape on four trees. There was one that was totally dead, and one was like half dead, and there were two that were brushing up against their shed / storage building.
Okay, now the sled stash storage building is on our on district below the 1450.
Yeah, I believe so. Yes.
Are they? Is that part of their permit? Do they have a permit for that structure to be below the 1450? I'm not saying we shouldn't. Give them the permission to move the sapling.
Down. I didn't research that. I assume. I make a lot of assumptions without going into much detail.
No. Well, huh?
I don't think that's in place.
It's a rather large structure.
I think the rules committee is going to talk about that.
I don't care. I just did.
Any other questions?
Just wondered if that's a thought he gives to it.
My
point is that...
I don't think he would, Joe, about the transfer on...
Yeah, but my point is this. If the tree is on our property,
shed,
yeah.
And it's interfering with the building, the then the building would be on our property.
Right.
So we did building what's on our property, licensed to be
done.
If not, let's get it in.
Joe said that would be the time.
Is that your next event?
We haven't come up with that. That's what we said now that there is a sale.
Throw it out. I'm saying let's get it licensed.
If you want to do a policy, they're going to have a procedure on it.
For what's that?
I think that should be an appropriate rules committee discussion.
What were you guys talking about?
We're talking about this property transfer that has a shed on the peninsula on Trail 1. And our attorney has told us that we're going to not allow us to remove that shed. It should be done at the time of a property transfer. So we've just had a property transfer?
Right.
So is this the time, and is this what the...
No, because that's what I think is part of the rules committee, is to come up with, the next thing is, after this handbook, is to talk about structures on district property.
And size of structures. I mean, we've got one thing,
but I'm not sure. Well, we have 90 of them around the lake. I don't think there's a problem. We just have to come up with a policy about them, and then we need to license them. None of them are licensed.
Well, you know, when it talks about the no sheds, they're pretty much talking about no new sheds.
Yeah, but I personally don't agree with no new sheds. It's our policy. If we look at the situation and say it's okay and issue them a permit, we're in control.
That's right. Just
that's what I believe needs to happen here. And we'll go through, and anybody that has a shed can approach us, and we'll license all the ones that are there. And if there's ones that there that don't belong, then we'll tell them, you know what, it's not within the current policy, that this doesn't fit. You're going to have to replace it, to change it, or get it out of there, or whatever it is. But everything on our property should have a permit to it according to our standards.
That's right.
You're right.
And that's what I would like the rules committee is going to take that as the next item coming down the thing.
We are drifting, folks.
No, I don't think that's far drift.
With Dee's question, so that's why there wasn't...
That's what Joe told me, that the transfer of the property.
That's why the dock committee didn't look at it.
Yeah.
This shed situation.
Right. I think that's where we're headed, as far as I'm concerned, that's where I'm headed.
Whatever we come up with, you know what I mean?
We're not talking about sheds tonight, folks. End of story.
Right, right.
No, I think we need to work on that.
Do you understand what I said, Doug? Is that okay?
Fairly. It's not for tonight's discussion.
Okay.
I do have...
We have voted in the consent agenda.
Oh, please.
Okay, yeah, we do.
I have a motion to...
A motion.
Approve.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes.
Doug, I had two things I was going to ask. Twice this came up, and now I forgot what it was.
Thank you for bringing this back to reality.
Yeah. Now, under old business, Trail 95 Dock Association, I talked with Mr. Harkenrider before the meeting, because I did want him sitting here for half the night to find out we're not going to vote on it.
Who is the lady with?
Just a friend of his. I think he said it was...
All right. I wondered if she had a... From the last meeting, I think he said she was a friend of his wife's.
Okay.
And she's helping him get through the paperwork and shit.
They repeatedly told them, Len Hanel and Mr. Harkenrider, they have to work this out.
Exactly.
We are not a court. They want us to be a court. We are not a court. They have to work out whatever it is they work out and come to us. And they thought they had a plan worked out. And Len Hanel wasn't in agreement with where his slip was, and he said if that's where it is, he doesn't agree.
Yeah.
And then I spoke with Bill Hart today. I showed him the plan because he hadn't seen it. It was emailed to him. And he said he completely disagrees. He will not agree to that because he plans to come to us to enlarge his dock. Mm. And once he does what he wants to do in front of his exclusive use area, they would not be able to get at least one and possibly two of their boats.
Go back on that. Who did they talk to?
Bill Hart. You talked to Bill Hart.
Oh, really?
And Hart won't go along with this Trail 95.
And even with the whole issue, they would have to make a big swing around with the Hanel's pontoon boat to bring it in that close to shore. And I don't know that he can even do it, but if Hart's plan is to expand his dock, he definitely wouldn't be able to get in there. So they're going to have to go back to this 20-foot right-of-way and figure out how they're going to get five boats in there. And there is a way. The only problem they have is that Sherman and Harkenrider want equal space. And they can't get equal space.
Well, I think it's pretty poor that Sherman and Harkenrider, who have been there the longest, who had their docks ripped out from behind them, and we're trying to accommodate some guy who's been there for less than 5 years.
I'm sorry.
Did you suggest to Harkenrider that maybe they could do something on a
seniority? See, I think we need to keep out of it.
Okay.
With as much as we'd like to get our two cents in, I think we're far better off just staying out of here.
Well, I think one of the problems is this thought that trying to... Well, wait a minute. This idea that we've got to accommodate Hart for whatever his frontage is, okay, and that he gets to use all of his frontage, is not the correct approach to numerous situations around the lake.
It's a slippery slope, don't
it? It absolutely is a slippery slope.
When you start letting backwaters encroach on frontwater.
Bruce and Kim Zender have 100-and-some feet of frontage on Balcom Beach right there at the boat launch and get to use 20 feet of lakeshore. Now, we can't be making all our decisions. There's no place in the policy, or ever has it been, RG&E or district policy, that if you've got 100 foot of frontage, you get 100 foot. It's never been the policy. They worked people around this. These trying to work with these imaginary lines that these surveyors, who are being paid for by the particular person, and their extended lines, and them determining what they think the people are getting to use on district property is the wrong approach.
Well, how would you like it, Maggie, as a lakefront owner, to have a backwater on your frontage?
I wouldn't like it, and I wouldn't buy it if that were the case. If I bought it and that were the case, then I would understand that would be the case.
How many times do we have to have this conversation?
Well, probably until the time it gets resolved.
How many times have we had this conversation? These people need to work it out. Leave it alone.
The one thing, too, is, though, they do not have a right-of-way agreement amongst the parties, but no...
They have
nothing refers to the community dock.
And I just
nothing
put,
about seniority or assignment or anything like that.
I just put down... I just put down for the Rules to Committee to maybe talk about a statement of position that the district does not believe that everybody gets equal space, that a general statement of our position and how we approach things.
You know, excuse me, Dave, but like...
And I don't know what that is.
And you're talking about Trail 95 with their docks. A lot of times they go by seniority. That's how they pick their spots.
They don't have their bylaws.
They don't have a framework.
Because they never needed to have one in the past.
Right.
This discussion will go on infinitely.
No, okay, well that's it. But I'm just saying.
And I'm not ready for that.
Okay.
Okay.
I just wanted to just throw that in.
Yeah.
In general or the specific one?
In general and the specific.
Yeah. I'm tired to listen to these people. I ought to get it together.
They're doing nothing
more than ticking me off every time they come
all
up.
All they're trying to do is, we got two people over here that come and talk to us separately about their position, and three people, well, not really three, because I've never met the third person. The other two, they'll come in separately and try to bend our ear, trying to convince us that way. And as Joe, our attorney, tells me over and over, he says, Doug, you're not a court. It's not for you to decide this. They need to come up with their own community dock agreement and submit it to us, period.
And here is the final bit on that. And if it means they all only get rowboats to go on the piece of property you only get rowboats. And if you want a damn float boat, find some place that has room for a float boat. On a 20-foot right-of-way, three float boats already is putting me past the edge anyhow.
So,
okay.
The table from the August 27th meeting, a moratorium on new docks pending Joe's study. I would suggest we table this indefinitely and not put a date on it because I don't know when we're going to get at it.
I would make that motion.
I don't want to bring this back up in March because I know nothing's going to be done on it. And that's.
I would make the motion.
If we did it for 90 days, it could only come up as much as it did right now, and that we agree that it's still an item, let's put it up. I would like to see it in 90 days just to say, yeah, well, it's... We can't do anything with it yet, but it's a reminder.
I do have 2.5 pages of text formatted on this, when this was originally brought up in August, this is referring to a watercraft study, I thought. This.
Well, it's all related.
Well, that's my understanding.
I'm thinking April.
I have ideas on how to do that.
Let's make it 120 days.
Okay, fine.
Exactly. When people start to come back and can have some input. And Dick, you had also, as chair of the Rules Committee, we had talked about making a, what did you call it, a boat lane or a...
Oh, that's on there.
And
a navigation lane.
So right. I think we need to look at that.
A policy addressing
exactly.
Navigation. Because it comes up to this heart thing. I mean, the reason that that dock doesn't work is because there's not a navigational place for them to get
maneuver.
Into
right.
that.
Yeah.
My biggest issue was that those other people are backing into somebody's
yeah.
thing. That
yeah.
that
yeah,
absolutely drives me crazy.
Okay, Doug.
Yeah.
Then I will make the motion that we table this moratorium for 120 days until the April meeting.
Okay,
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Wait a minute. We don't have majority.
I don't know if Dick and Maggie are...
Are you...
I said yeah.
No, you did. Okay.
All right. Any opposed? No? Motion passed. 120 days.
I did, and it's good. I still have.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Then the next item. Procedures for handling emergency district issues during January and February when we are not going to be having meetings and we have at least two commissioners that are out of state.
And maybe a third one.
And possibly a third.
And are you on calendar? Is that where we are?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're on the
And Mary Jo said if we do March, April, early in March, and that probably makes sense because we're not going to be meeting, because if we go out, we're going to go out sometime in March or early April. So my instructions are get it early March and late April or whenever to get a window open there for me.
You'll be back in March,
huh? I don't know if I'll be back early in March, but I know I'll be back in April.
Right now my plans are to be back March 15th.
Okay.
You know, days.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's going to be the 15th.
What's March's agenda going to look like? Usually huge?
I think it probably will be larger than normal because we haven't met for 2 months.
Oh, it was Dick and Doug and Dave are all...
We'll be keeping track of it during January and February, what's coming in, and Joe will be working some of it.
To take off.
I mean, I don't have a problem missing a meeting.
Well, the reason I mentioned that is because...
I mean, if you guys are going to be here early, so if you're going to do one in March, it has to be late March.
March 24th is the meeting that was set up last month.
Okay.
March 24th.
That just might not work for me. Okay. Or I can do it telephony.
Yeah, you could do it telepathically, did he say?
Telephony.
Yeah, we're not doing Skype here.
Is it? Beaming.
Beam me up.
Just by the phone.
Yeah, I'll be here.
I thought he said telephony.
Computer and phone or whatever.
Would you be willing to do me a favor this week or next week or whatever? Could you go into M&T and find out what the procedure is to do new signature cards for our checking account?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm a little scary because it's just me and Deb. We probably should have at least one other person on there.
Sure.
And I know the last time
I can tell you.
We have to do a resolution. We could do that right now.
Mm-hmm. No.
No,
the reason I mentioned it the last time
the
I
bank.
Was in there, you had to personally be in there.
Yeah, you do.
you still do, but the bank is going to give you a resolution that we'll just bring here and we sign off on it and it's part of the minutes and that you do have to go in and sign for it.
And we'd have to get that done at the December meeting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Could it be a secretary? Could it be our secretary? Is the second one on
it? It could be anyone. We say it doesn't have to be a commissioner. We
no, but I'm just saying because
that's why I'm
here.
Just saying, yes.
Donna's
it could be
here. I'm just. This is just something to think about.
Well, it could be Joe also. Mm-hmm.
Two of three.
We could put 10 people on there if you want.
Sure. Yeah, whatever.
That's right.
Yeah.
Could be Bill.
But ask him. Do you have to personally go in and sign this? Anything? I've never dealt with a bank that you had to personally come in and do it. You just sign it, give it to them.
How come the Sikorsky dock isn't on the new, new stuff?
That's a question.
You didn't submit it.
Just check.
Yeah. Are you, is that a rub? Is that a cheap shot there?
That's a cheap shot.
Okay.
All right. Maybe if my brother did some stuff.
Domestic.
So anyway, the procedures for handling emergency district issues that come up.
Well, the lake manager will be here.
We have the lake manager.
And then if he needs assistance, he would have to contact one of the, you know, the other commissioners, I would imagine.
Are you going to be that far away?
Or he can speak with you on the phone.
You can always email me and always talk to me any day. I'm always on the job wherever I am.
It's scary thought.
I mean, if you need someone to go out on a site with you.
Oh, yeah, but I don't know. I haven't been here.
Well, what commissioner are you suggesting that be?
Maybe. It's not, I'm not appointing anyone. I'm just saying.
Oh, I haven't been here.
Well, if you're
going to
be gone, and he's going to be gone.
No, I'm not going to be gone. I'm not going to be gone.
That means Lee and me and Deb. What are you? Are you up for dock inspections in January and February?
Not really.
Me either.
I'm
going to be around. They don't call me for them in the middle of July. I ain't doing them in February and January.
I would be around January.
I don't see any need to do them in January and February. No. And I think people have got a lot of nerve asking us to.
Yeah, I think so too.
It's a tough time of the year to get out there.
But there may be, you know, a windstorm in January that throws a tree down on some dock or causes some damage. Yeah, you have to be done.
So I'm here for it.
But so what's he going to do then? Yeah, is he going to authorize the people to cut the tree and make the repair?
If there is an emergency.
If it's an emergency.
Yeah, well. I think we should authorize him to do that.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that we authorize Joe to make a decision in an emergency situation.
Do you want me to read my paragraph?
Go ahead. Here
for you tonight, real quick.
Okay. Joe anticipated this. Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah. I would not suspect that we would receive more than a total of 10 to 12 requests for this period of time, of course, if some unforeseen circumstances should arise. I mean, we only received 4 this month that we had to look at. I feel comfortable enough with addressing them, what comes in by myself, of course, with Donna's assistance in the files. And, as long as they're put in a timely process, first of the month, they got their house in order.
Excuse me, but we're talking emergency situations. That's a redundant statement.
Well, I just said excluding emergency situations. If something, the normal break wall, dock repairs, that kind of stuff.
I thought we're talking emergency situations.
Well, let me finish here.
Okay. This is overall how we handle.
This was just regard dock committee inspection process for January and February, or until everybody comes back, we can convene. Blah, 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 blah. Have everything ready for the March 2012 agenda. If there's anything that comes forth that I need assistance with and or a second opinion, I could email the dock committee members. Mike Holmes tells me he's here quite often. Input decision. I got the digital camera to take pictures. For those applicants who have construction projects that plan on undertaking them in the inclement conditions of January and February, the board could give authority to the lake manager to issue the permit for construction and or address those emergency concerns.
Okay. I don't agree to the new permitting. I do agree to the emergency situations, okay, but not new permitting.
Fine with me. Just a thought. For you guys at the site.
That's Maggie's opinion. How the rest of you feel?
No, I agree with that because we do it by consensus. You don't have a dock committee looking at it. So, and is it anything that's important?
That's what I mean. We could push it off. That's why I said we could push these all off to March. They could be processed and, you know.
Isn't the DEC policy no break walls from March until June anyway?
They're open-ended. They said that all construction should occur during lake drawdown. That's construction.
I thought I read that somewhere in DEC paperwork.
Call DEC this week. Right?
I'll talk to Mary again about it. Hold on.
I'm not going to go looking for it again, but I thought I read it somewhere.
Well, he just talked to her today also, this week.
All right.
It's up for you guys. decide what you want to do, how you want, how about us to handle it?
My thinking would be that...
I think it's immaterial, just as a former commissioner, I think it's immaterial, because if you don't approve it till March...
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter anyway. Nothing's going to happen.
Right.
No, and that's why I said that if there's any emergency thing that needs to be addressed, and the lake manager can handle an emergency... An emergency repair...
Even a license, we just put off until March.
That's what Dan's motion was.
They're not going to use their dock.
Joe makes a decision in emergency situations. That was Dave's motion.
I'll have, everything else waits till our next...
Yeah, ready for approval for the March 2020.
Emergency situation.
Was that seconded?
No.
I'm waiting for a second.
I'll second.
Okay, and the only discussion I would say is, and if it was, if the emergency was that somebody had to start construction on a dock because of some emergency, as long as we could classify it as emergency, then it was an emergency. I mean, if somebody, if something happened that...
Yeah, an emergency is getting their contractor down there at the shoreline before they have their permit, and then they have to have an emergency.
I'm just saying that somebody may not, let's just say this is an emergency. No one had a plan to build a new dock. You know, some snowstorm comes in and takes the guy's dock down. He said, I'm going to be here for the next couple of months. I want to get the footing in. I want to get this thing going. I'm going to build it another 5 feet long, and you looked at it, and it looked okay. That, to me, is an emergency, even though it's a new construction.
Like a replacement.
And it's only replacement.
Well, that's why I said, five more feet. That's why I said five more feet.
That's what I'm talking about.
That you could, it would be an emergency. We understand it was a pressing situation. And if you thought it was okay, then it just becomes of the board and we suck it up.
Because of making that guy wait till March 23rd, he may not have a dock.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't the intent.
But any new construction.
New construction that they just, they should have planned ahead.
That's right.
Exactly.
So that's why I was opposed to...
But I'm only in this discussion, I'm saying that an emergency could be putting a new dock. And as long as his eyes said, you know, that looks like it's going to work, then you bring it to the board in March and we go fine.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. New business, Rogers Lake Recreation District insurance coverage. Bill? Our insurance coverage.
Well, we got coverage.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and it's...
Is it the same company?
Is it the same company?
Oh, it's all new companies, yeah. And very...
And for the record, why would we have a new insurance company?
Because the other one didn't want to write the coverage.
Why was that?
Because of all the lawsuits.
Okay, I would like that in the minutes.
Okay.
That was my objection about this in closed doors.
Well, let me just say, as an employee, I thought that was a very sensitive thing to bring up in an open meeting. I called up the chairman and asked his opinion whether I should bring it up.
Right.
And he said no.
We don't talk about executive sessions, thank you.
Right.
That's why I did that. And I would do that every time if I felt it was a sensitive matter. To get permission as an employee to bring it up.
Yeah, so, it needs to be discussed in open.
Okay. But I just want you to know what I did.
And what I was saying was it was inappropriate other than the situation about litigation. That was all.
Who is the new company? What is the name?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Were we substantially higher?
Yeah.
Well, no. It's higher, but it's reasonably higher.
Yeah.
We thought it was going to be ugly.
A little less than 10% higher.
Yeah. Mm,
we thought it might be maybe 30%.
What's the total? You know?
I think it's about 9,800, isn't it?
9,880, something.
Yeah. And we, last year, we were a little under 9,000.
And what's the coverage?
It's the same as we had before.
I don't remember.
Exact same. I think it's $1 million of general liability.
Yeah.
Is that?
The one thing I wanted
to ask if that's enough, because it's not.
Can't afford to get enough. The one thing I have experienced over the years, it's hard to find insurance companies that will insure municipalities. It's not easy. Yeah. Not all of them do. And Doug ran into a gentleman, I believe, at some...
School Board, New York State School Board Association annual conference in Buffalo.
I think my recommendation would be that when this policy expires, I think we should go out to quote on it. I think we should utilize these people.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Because number one, first of all, I wasn't happy with the way this was handled.
I
didn't know anything about this. I mean, the only thing I knew was that we weren't getting renewed, and I said to them, you know, we're going to have coverage, and the old insurance companies extended our coverage until we found new.
What was our relationship with the old company?
How long have we been with them?
Why did we do business with them, and how long have we been with them?
Probably 2 or 3 years, I bet.
So it was fairly new, so we didn't...
Yeah. It's just hard to find a company that's going to insure municipalities are punching bags. Mm-hmm.
So did you say, Doug, that school boards have somebody go out and do a search?
No.
No.
No, he met somebody at a school board that knew something.
They had, they have vendors that set up.
Oh, sure, I know.
This.
I was on a school board for 9 years.
Well,
yeah.
This fellow was a vendor.
Oh, okay. All right.
Evans Insurance.
Is that who you use?
No, we use Dye out of Cuba.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
that's the new one? Or that was the old one?
The old one.
Oh, so that's who the old one was with.
Evans is the
new company. We've been using
them
for about,
really?
Geez, how long, Bill?
Long time.
They were the vendor that said they'd like to be in our business.
Oh, okay.
So they found,
all right, so
another, next year we might look at them. Okay.
The company we have now is deals strictly, it's in the title of the, I forget the full name, but it ends with municipal insurance.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right.
Dye was not who was our last insurer.
They were the agency.
Yeah.
They were the
so
agents.
They shopped it with a carrier.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I question how much they can shop it. Where this guy might be able to shop it to more.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they don't have access to it.
And I think that could have been part of the problem.
Dye tends to be with fire companies and fire departments. Mm-hmm. I know because I was treasurer for fire commissioners for 15 years.
Lee was telling me she gets calls all the time from people in the district. About our coverages and things.
Well, sure, she advertises.
About what our coverage is, or
about buying? Yeah, just questions. You got a call from, I think Gary Clements called her, and it just people around the lake call her. Mm-hmm. I thought that was strange. Why would you call the insurance company?
We got a letter from him, and he wanted to know who our carrier was.
Yeah,
because
unbelievable.
They want to know how much to sue us for.
Exactly.
Yeah, right.
These guys got good insurance. I'm taking them to court.
Gary Clements is a perfect situation.
That's the
one with
the reality.
So do we pay them in one lump sum? Or?
I don't know. I was paying in two installments, and I don't know if I'm going to continue that. Believe me, there is a slight service charge, and you know, with interest rates the way they are now, what do you say by doing two installments?
Yeah, right.
You might as well eliminate the service charge.
Yeah, write one check.
And write one check. You know,
one stamp. Yeah. The stamp probably is. That's probably your
probably
entire
more than the,
interest.
Yeah. But that's all set. Thank goodness we got it done.
Good.
So when will this policy now expire?
I'm not sure when it's bound as of. Did you see? You had a meeting with her.
When I met with her, she was binding it that day.
She was binding it that day? Okay. All right, so we're going to get a premium billing from July to whenever this policy is bound on the old policy.
Okay.
And then we'll get the new one.
Well, you know, from my experience, you should want to make sure you get to whoever these people are who may want to.
Well, I think we're going to do it.
Shop it. Start shopping it.
I think we'll do it. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. And is that just
a
12-month policy?
And here, do you want me to pass this stuff around?
Yes. Yes.
This is the all the payments I've made since the last meeting.
Oh, 15 times I thought about this and didn't write it down.
The only other thing that we have under new business actually is old business. And that is...
You're right. Why did I put it there?
The files were still missing from employees at Commissioners. Two of them... pending the outcome of the results of Joe's contacts and what we find out from Allegheny County Department of Health, whatever it's called. And one is looking for a survey from Bill.
I have no surveys. All I have is deeds. All that property we've owned forever, all the property around me is our property.
somewhere, was it?
I mean, I give you the deeds, I never served, we've never had a survey.
Down maybe in the dust-covered Lieber books or...
Oh, it might be something down in the county, but I have no copies.
There's a survey.
I've had no surveys. That was all Joe Russell property that, I don't know, I mean, I don't know, you know, my father bought all that from Houghton College. And I'm not going out spending $10,000 having a survey, I'm telling this board that right now. I mean, it ain't worth it, believe me, I'll just stop working for you, because I'm not doing it.
I think the request is insane.
I'll give you the deeds, I have the deeds, you know, if you got a question, if you don't think I own the property, and it's on a tax map, you can see all the lots on a tax map.
Well, Bill, you put us in a precarious situation.
Then I'll stop working for you, and that'll be the end of it. I'm not spending, why?
I'm not sure you have to spend anything, but you might have to spend a little time.
To get a land surveyor to come in? You want a survey, well, that's what you gotta get.
You might find a survey down in Belmont.
I'll go down there and look, see what I can find.
There should be one, there's gotta be one.
It's not gonna be a survey of his property, necessarily his property.
What there's a survey of is there's a survey of the subdivision.
Just the whole subdivision.
Because that's what we bought.
And that might suit us, if it shows that the divisions, your property division, is part of that survey.
It does.
There you go.
So there you go.
Have that at home.
Huh?
Have that at home.
Isn't that, like I say, I'm not paying for surveyor coming, survey all them lots. It's just crazy.
How many lots, is yours lot a separate lot, Bill, or do you have more?
I own two lots, that my sister owns the two lots next to me.
So they've never been divided then?
No.
I don't know, it's news to me.
Well, I mean, my house is on one lot, but we pay taxes on all of it.
Oh, you pay taxes on everything?
Yeah, it's me and Mary Jo and my sister pay.
Well, I don't know.
It's all, yeah.
So you're not paying...
Well, I mean, there's parcels, because there's some of the stuff separate than the other one, so we get like a tax bill for these four lots, we get a tax bill for these four lots. I mean, that's the way the tax bills come.
Right.
Is this a year?
Yeah, that's for a full year.
Oh, okay.
Well, it's actually from April until October or something like that. Not a full year.
How many do we have?
Three, I think. What's that? Porta potties?
I'm just two on Belka Beach and one at the dam.
Three. They haven't really changed their rates at all.
Okay.
$1,800 for the three of them from April until the end of October.
Okay.
So, cheap. And they supposedly service them. They're supposed to.
Once a week. We started with two, and then we got the third one like a month later.
So. All right. They come in and help them every Tuesday or Wednesday. Oh, okay. Just wondering.
That's it. Somebody
open for?
I have a question for, because I have to replace a section of my brick wall. It's just all caving in. So my question is, I got boards falling off and everything. Can I start pulling all that apart? I mean, they're gonna be floating away. And, I mean, I'd like to start ripping all the old stuff out of there.
There's no, we don't have a problem with someone taking it apart.
You don't need permission to take down a break wall.
Okay, well, I'm just...
No, you don't.
Eventually, that's gonna get replaced, but,
but
it's gonna get replaced with a different material than what's currently there.
I understand, but we...
But nothing else
taking changing. Something down like that, we never...
You need it. Approval to put one up, you don't need approval
right.
to take
well,
one down.
Getting out there.
What isn't taking one down?
I don't want to be in trouble being written up.
No, you don't.
What's that, Mickey?
I didn't catch that.
I mean, I've never read.
Is it removing a break wall, removing a permanent structure on district property?
Well, if it's being removed by the elements.
If it's unsafe and it's not in good shape, I don't have a problem. Why don't the board vote on it, though? I don't...
It's fine with me.
I think it's fine.
Yes.
Oh, no, I can't vote on this, because I own it.
I'll make a motion that...
Or do I own it?
Bill could remove the Great Wall without applying for a permit.
I'll second it.
Because I would never requested one from anyone else to remove anyone. You know, the only ones that we ever had a permit for was someone that was going to remove it and replace it. But when Bill goes to replace it, then they'll apply for a permit.
Yeah, I'll have that in there as well.
Yeah, so, I mean, I have no problem.
What are you going to replace with? You got any idea?
Did you make a motion?
I made a motion to...
You do know that he's my brother-in-law, but I do not own the property, just for information. So I would have no problem voting for it.
What?
Are you voting for it?
No, I'm an important panel.
Were you in favor of it? It's okay for me to take it down?
Yeah, I'm confused, but I don't care if he takes it down.
There you go.
I'm confused as to why we're even voting on it.
I am too.
No, well, because he said...
The reason is because Bill was, he was concerned.
The concern was...
I'm asking for directions here.
And his answer was, no problem, let's make it a motion. So he made a motion, it got seconded, and we just approved it.
There you go.
So in case he has any problem, he can go, well, you guys told me...
In case someone comes up to you and says, wait, why are you working on this?
Yeah.
It was passed here.
People can make a mountain out of a molehill.
But it was approved here if anyone ever questioned.
But they actually have the vote on it. The formal vote has not happened.
Bill, just take it down.
Okay. Ask who's in favor. You have an open motion on the floor.
You have an open motion.
All right, let's have a second.
It's already been seconded.
A second?
Yeah.
Who's in favor? You shouldn't vote.
No. No, excuse me. I told you that he's my brother-in-law, how I don't own the property. If that's a conflict, tell me about it. I don't believe it is.
He's family.
No, he's...
It's his money.
I'm in favor of it.
I don't have a majority.
Maggie, how do you vote? For what? For him to remove a break wall?
Yeah.
I find even taking this vote...
See what I mean?
I do. No, I can't vote. I will not vote for it.
All right.
I will, you know why? No, I'm going to tell you why. Number one, if it's broken and it needs to be fixed, I think your license requires you to just do that. Number two, we have the standing policy that we're not supposed to, if it's not in here by the first of the month, we're not supposed to vote on it. I just think that it's a contradictory motion.
No, it was a different motion.
I don't care. I don't care.
He wanted to be protected.
Right.
If someone did see him doing the work,
he wants to be protected, but we're in the friggin' middle of lawsuits because we allegedly give favorable...
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
No, I got a problem with that.
Here is the deal.
It just passed.
We have already agreed we do not take motions in open meetings.
Okay.
Done.
There you go. Take it down.
Oh, yeah, because it wasn't on the agenda.
Take it down.
Not on the agenda.
It wasn't on the agenda. It's totally contradictory.
Are you staying over?
No, I'm going.
Thank God.
Friday.
We can get a motion to adjourn.
I will make that motion. I'll second that.
Did you say I got to finish taking a break wall out?
Well,
or did you say I got to start taking a break wall?
No, it's already been falling down.
The boards that were falling off, I picked up last week because they were just laying there once the water went out.
There's no reason to vote. Absolutely not.
No, the answer was we're taking...
Oh!